is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and this is the New World Report with Joseph Umar, the executive director of the Secure Free Society. He's in the Washington area, and we're turning our attention to Nicaragua and are greatly privileged to have with us someone who can explain carefully what the crisis is in Nicaragua and what is to be done. We welcome Berta Valle. Berta is an activist for Nicaragua. She's a Nicaraguan. She is in Florida, where that is a good place to be given the conduct of the regime in Managua. At the same time, her family is intimately involved in the troubles because her spouse, her husband, Felix Maradiaga, has been accused and abused by the government. So we'll begin with the problem so far. And I begin in London. This is the Guardian newspaper within these last hours. EU sanctions Nicaragua's first lady and vice president over human rights violations. Seven other senior officials accused of serious human rights violations or undermining democracy. The European Union, reads the first paragraph, has slapped sanctions on Nicaragua's first lady and vice president, Rosario Murillo, and seven other senior officials accused of serious human rights violations or undermining democracy amid a sweeping crackdown on opposition politicians in Nicaragua. Joseph, is this business as usual, or is this a break in a pattern for the EU to be so blunt about the conduct of the government in Managua? Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. I think this is the result of the work that Berta's doing, that other spouses and relatives are doing to shed a light on the humanitarian and human rights situation in Nicaragua. Nicaragua isn't very well covered or well known by the international press, so you don't always see it on the headlines. But if you've been paying attention to the country for the last several years, you know that this is the way of life right now under the Ortega Murillo regime. They have been cracking down on civil society, on the press, on political candidates. And we saw some of this in 2018. We saw an intense crackdown in 2018 against many of the activists, the civil society leaders. But now we're seeing this intensified, and I think it's obviously due because of the presidential election. I think the Ortega Murillo regime knows they would lose that election if it was, in fact, a free and fair one, and so they're looking to basically quell all the political candidates in opposition. I think the EU is now seeing this because it's being brought to their attention, and I think that's some of the work that Berta and others have been doing, and I think that's the result of it.
Berta, a very good day to you. Thank you very much for joining. What do you want the American people to know about what's going on in Nicaragua? You've been speaking out in Florida. What is important for you to convey? Good day to you.
Hello. Thank you very much, John and Joseph, for giving me this opportunity to share a little bit about what we have lived the last 2 months, because today I would like to start saying that today my husband, Felix Maradiaga, have been kidnapped and disappeared by the regime of Ortega and Rosario Murillo for 55 days. Not even his family in Nicaragua or his lawyer have been able to see him, to talk to him, to really know where he is. We are not sure. So this situation, it's really desperate for us as family of political prisoners. I want to mention that right now we have more than 140 political prisoners in Nicaragua. In the last 2 months, around 30 people have been arrested and also disappeared in the sense that we don't know anything about their well-being. And the worst part of this is that we are in a electoral period for the national elections that are supposed to be in November the 7th. But we have seven candidates disappeared, arrested, or in house arrest right now by the regime. So it's a very critical moment, because how can you say there can be an election where when you have the well-known candidates or the ones that have the most popularity again, in for Nicaraguans, And how can we talk about election, right? So it's very complicated. And then we see a lot of this repression that the government is putting in the people. It's just so crazy that now just by, you know, putting out the flag of Nicaragua can be a reason to be detained and arrest, or a reason to put police in front of your house. So it's awful. So what I want to tell people is, this is something that Victoria Cárdenas, the wife of Juan Sebastián Chamorro, another candidate who has also disappeared, and me are doing, which is, you know, telling people what is going on in Nicaragua, letting people to know the violations of human rights that we are suffering, and the hopeless that we feel inside our country, because there is anything we can do to express what we feel, to demand our rights, because the regime control every single power in Nicaragua. They control the assembly, the National Assembly. They control all the institutions, the police, the army, and also they have paramilitares, armed people, armed, trying to stop anyone that wants to raise their voice against the regime.
Berta, a note here. Your voice is very clear, and I understand that a number of voices are being raised in Florida these days of other countries, Latin American countries, that are experiencing similar brutality. Cuba's mentioned, Venezuela's mentioned. Do you see a common theme between these countries, or are these distinct stories? In other words, when you gather for protests in Miami, is there sympathy between exiled Venezuelans, exiled Nicaraguans, and exiled Cubans?
Definitely. Actually, this last Saturday, July 31st, we had a gather, an event, with called Abajo Cadenas. And we got together with the Venezuelan, the Cubans, and the Nicaraguans community to, you know, to speak out. And you can really tell there is solidarity, and that we feel the same pain, the same frustration, and we have the same demands for all these three regimes, which is free the people, you know, leave us. Let us make a peaceful transition to democracy by free and fair elections. And when we were in this event, for example, I met with other leaders from the diasporas here in South Florida, and we were sharing, you know, that it's the same. Actually, I believe that Cuba has been the professor of all this Machiavellic plan to control country and to, you know, have this rhetoric or narrative of the power of the people. But at the end of the day, it's just, you know, it's rhetoric. And what we have seen, that this thoughts, this philosophy have nothing to offer to the people. And yes, I mean, we are together in this. This is a way we feel, that Nicaraguans, Venezuela, Cuba, and all the countries that are, you know, asking to live in democracy are fighting together. And I can see even something that really surprised me is that when you go to the, let's say, los gobernadores. How do you say that, Joseph?
Governors.
The government, the administration. I had the chance to speak with the mayor of Miami and some congressmen and senators. And they show their solidarity, because they understand what the people is fighting for, you know. And I like that, because they can help us raise our voice and our demands to free our countries from this oppression.
We're speaking with Berta Valle. She is the spouse of a disappeared candidate for the presidency, Felix Maradiaga, in Managua, Nicaragua. When we come back, we'll ask Joseph Umar to explain how it is that Daniel Ortega, a man of the 20th century, a man who challenged Ronald Reagan's administration, is like us, like Dracula, who doesn't have a wooden stake in his heart. This is the New World Report, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.